Broadcasting live from Virgin Radio HQ, Dubai Media City.
This is a public service announcement.
This is
The Chris Fade Show, live on Virgin Radio 104.4.
3, 2, 1, let's go.
Yes, what's going on? Kristen is gone on his holidays, so we are here together, Pretty Malik and myself. Big Rossi, good morning.
Good morning, and Ramadan Kareem, day one officially of Ramadan today.
Yep, if you are fasting, best of luck for the next 40 days. You can do it.
Yeah.
We're going to be watching you. Eddie's going to be going to Mecca, I think.
Yes, I'm very excited about
that. So we'll chat to him a bit later on, see if he's excited for that. But yes, the show continues. We're going to be talking about the Oscars this morning.
Yes, the Oscars are currently happening. So many amazing moments. This might be one of the best Oscars or award shows, period.
Really?
In the last couple of years.
Is it true that Ken, what's his name, Ryan Gosling, went in his pink suit?
Well, he performed, and we're going to be hearing that performance. That's why he was wearing a pink suit. He didn't go to the Oscars in that.
Okay.
He went in a black suit, very dapper, but he did perform. There were so many Barbie Oppenheimer moments that we're going to take you through, and there was some history made at the Oscars as well.
That's good. We've got a Canon camera to give away this morning. If
oh
you want to,
oh my gosh, really?
Yeah, we've got that Canon camera. We're going to be putting you in the running to win that a bit later on. We're going to be talking about those massive floods over the weekend.
Yeah, it was crazy, huh?
Yeah, we want to hear your stories about that. And we've got some DIFC restaurant vouchers to give out, and some iftars from the Marriott. So it's a busy show.
It's a busy show.
Chris is going to be back in a couple of weeks. He's gone over to LA to promote his company Fade Fit and have a holiday.
Well, yes, I mean, I feel like he's just going to be working and not really,
really?
Vacationing.
Well, if you class going to In-N-Out Burger as working, I don't know.
He's testing the food, Rossi.
He has to, yeah. let's kick off the show right now. You celebrated Mother's Day yesterday, by the way. Happy Mother's Day. I did. Sent my mum some stuff and got Liz some stuff as well, which is nice.
Got some stuff.
Some stuff. Giving movement, actually, for Liz.
Ooh!
She likes a bit of giving movement.
Fancy.
We want to know what you're doing up at this time this morning. We got Vanessa on the line. Good morning, Vanessa.
Morning, Rossi. How are you?
Very, very good. You're a massive fan of the pop quiz, are you?
I totally am. I've been trying to get on for so long.
Well, Vanessa, we've got some news for you.
Okay.
The pop quiz is off for a month. I'm sorry.
Pretty Malik.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's not on at the moment. So the pop quiz is taking a break while Chris is off. So it will be back, I think, in probably 2 weeks or after Ramadan, maybe.
After Eid, the pop quiz comes back.
After Eid, okay. I'm gonna keep trying then.
Well, just it gives you a chance to sort of get your revision going, you know? Like, practice, get all the
learn
questions.
Learn about Beyonce, Ariana Grande, learn about all these people.
The capital cities around the world, that's always in there as well.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, Vanessa, listen, what are you up to, by the way?
Well, I'm on my way to work, but okay. I just wanted to, you know, obviously, first of all, tie in for the pop quiz now that it's not on. I also wanted to just tell you guys what a great job you guys do every morning. And, you know, the first thing that we want to do when we get into the car is put on 104.4 just because you guys are on there.
Aw.
That's so sweet. Thank you.
We'll send all of these messages to Chris Fade. It'll cheer him up on his holiday. Well, how was the floods for you over the weekend? Did you suffer any damage in the floods?
So the thing is, we didn't actually want to do anything because of the rain. You know, we just sat at home and enjoyed it, and it was great. You know, I'm sure Preeti would know we had something called bhajas, you know, because of the rain.
Yummy. The perfect time. You just need chai, some pakode, bhajia, just chill.
Exactly. So, you know, that's what we did. Completely enjoyed it. And no, we didn't face any
good.
With, floods and things like that.
We're going to be talking about it later on because I think a lot of people had a bit of damage. But listen, drive safe, Vanessa. Thanks for being on the show. And we'll keep a mental note of you for the pop quiz in the future, all right?
Please, all right. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. You guys have a nice day as well. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Let's kick off the show right now with David Guetta and Sia Titanium. On a Monday morning, Ramadan Kareem, if you are celebrating and fasting this morning, best of luck. Virgin Radio 104.4, that one for all the people who are fasting over the next 4 weeks. Titanium, you are strong, very strong people like Nala. First day for you this morning.
Hello.
Hi, how are you feeling?
go ahead, Nala. Rookie mistake on day one.
Yeah, I didn't wake up for Sahur. which is the biggest mistake you can do. So I didn't have water, coffee, anything to drink, didn't take Panadol. So I'm going to suffer today.
Oh my gosh.
And it's day one.
What time do you usually have suhoor then?
Before sunrise.
Okay.
So yeah. Right. So it's around 5:15 now. And then so you need to wake up before, have suhoor, eat, fill up your tummy. Make sure you're okay. I didn't do any of that, so.
Well, let's see. It's 7:15 now. You've only got to make it to 6:29.
PM.
Yeah.
Yes.
So does it get later as the month goes on?
Yeah.
Or? Yes.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, like, basically, as you become stronger with the fasting, it gets, like, a minute later every day type thing. Okay. See, I know.
Well, it depends on what time of the year it is. Yeah. In the middle of summer, it got... It became earlier and earlier because the days become shorter.
Ah.
But now we're going towards summer, so the days are getting longer.
Yeah.
So it depends on the time of
the
year.
It's crazy, isn't it? Because I remember when I first came to the UAE, and I remember Ramadan being...
September.
August, yeah, same. It finished on 30th of September.
It pushes forward every time.
Yeah. So that's amazing. Well, listen, best of luck. We're here to support you if you need any help or anything, and you're going to smash it. Well done. Help me. All the ladies are in the studio this morning just gossiping.
No, we do not gossip during Ramadan. Excuse you.
Yes.
Well, what are you talking about then?
Gossiping is a no-no during the holy month of Ramadan, Rossi.
Okay, well, what were you talking about?
We're talking about what Nala and Basma should be doing today during the day for day one of Ramadan.
Ah, okay.
Because Nala is our TV queen.
Yes.
She watches all of the shows. And during Ramadan, there are these special TV shows that come out. And there are a lot of them, right, Nala?
A lot. You've got the Syrian ones. You've got the Egyptians. You've got the Khaliji. So it's different ones that you just need to watch everything. And then you decide which one you're going to continue watching and not.
So Basma was saying, Nala, how do you have time to do all of this? So they're arguing about what their day is going to be like.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I just thinks you we don't have time. Yeah, I don't have time at all. I need to make the salad. I need to sleep. I need to work out. Like, where do you get like those hours?
Yeah, but sleep. Let's say you sleep for 2 hours, and then what are you gonna do? Okay, then you had iftar. What are you gonna do after iftar?
Watch the show.
No.
Yes.
Nala, no. I think Basma has she's busy. She's a social butterfly. She's busy.
That's what it is.
I get lazy.
Well, maybe you can do an iftar at the Marriott because we've got that chance to win right now.
So we have a rooftop iftar at Aqua for 4 people. This is at the JW Marriott Marquis Hotel Dubai. What we're asking you is it's an iftar for 4 people, you and 3 friends.
Yeah.
So let's say those 3 friends were celebrities.
Yes.
We want to know who's having iftar with you. If you had to pick 3 celebrities to have iftar with you, who would they be? 0487155544. Name 3 celebrities. You can elevate your experience with a special rooftop iftar under the stars at Aqua, which is amazing. It's at the pool deck of the JW Marriott Marquis Hotel. If you want more details, go to jwmarriottmarquisdubailife.com. Okay, we're going to go around the table. Rossi, 3 celebrities for iftar.
Who Alive or dead?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, John Lennon.
Yep.
Paul McCartney.
Yep.
And then...
Which Beatle is he going to go for a third one?
Well, there's 2 remaining, isn't there? Ringo Starr and George Harrison. I'll just put George Harrison in there.
What happened to Ringo?
Ringo, he was a late comer to the Beatles, so...
So we're just like, whatever.
But he's nice, but I think he wouldn't be bothered. He couldn't be bothered. He's getting old now. He's like, oh, I can't be bothered.
So the Beatles.
The 3 Beatles. Nala.
Of course, my first 2 are very known. Daniel Ricciardo.
Yeah.
No need to explain. Taylor Swift.
Yep.
And then I'm going to go left field here because I feel like this person would be very fun in the table.
Yeah.
Adele.
Very good. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because you also got to think about how they get on with each other as well.
Yes, the dynamics.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go Ryan Gosling.
Oh, okay.
Very topical.
Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, that'll be confusing.
Oh, that's funny.
No, because you'd be like, Ryan, can you pass the salt or whatever?
Doesn't really matter. No. And so Ryan Gosling, Ryan Reynolds, and the last name I'm going to go with is Chris Hemsworth.
Good table. Good table.
You're the only female.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's my iftar table. So who's on your iftar table? 0487155544.
Let's go with Sylvia this morning. Good morning, Sylvia.
Ramadan Kareem to everybody.
Ramadan Kareem.
Tell us. Who would you have on your iftar table? That's what we're asking this morning.
Yes, Taylor Swift, because my daughter is a huge, huge fan.
Mm-hmm.
Ricky Gervais, because I'm a huge, huge fan.
Okay.
Oh, that's going to be a fun
interesting.
Table.
And Trevor Noah, because I find him funny and he makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
I like your table. Yeah. Very good table.
Yeah, it's balanced out as well. Two ladies, two men. You know, it'd be good. Ricky Gervais as well. What a choice. I wish I chose him.
Oh, I love the way he thinks.
He's so funny. Listen, I'm going to pay it.
Yeah,
do you think we should pay?
I think that's an interesting table.
I think that's fantastic. It. Congratulations, yeah. Sylvia. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Sylvia. You're going to have this beautiful rooftop iftar at Aqua for four people at the JW Marriott Marquis Hotel.
Enjoy.
So are these three celebs coming?
I'll give Trevor, Ricky, and Taylor a call and let you know, okay?
Yeah.
That's very kind of you, Preeti.
If we had their telephone numbers, we would never leave them alone. So, thank you so much, Sylvia. Have a great day, all right?
Thank you. You made my day. Thank you very much.
Ramadan Kareem, if you are fasting. I've got a question for you, Nala. This is always... confuse me. You know Vimto? Do you know what Vimto is?
Yes.
It's massive in this region during Ramadan, right?
It's like the drink.
Yeah. I love it. I think it's from the UK. But I'm trying to understand why it's...
There's Rossi.
I think it's from Lancashire somewhere in the UK.
I'm checking for
you. Is it made of dates? Is that why it's so popular here?
It's not made of dates, no.
It's not made of dates.
No, it's just a popular... I don't think it's... Is it?
It's from Lancashire in England.
Oh,
first sold in Lancashire.
Oh, thank goodness. Oof, I was right. That was a gamble.
Because even the name doesn't sound like Vimto.
It's from Manchester.
Manchester, yeah.
It was introduced first in 1908, 116 years ago.
Interesting. You know what the thing is?
Do you drink it in Ramadan?
When I moved here. So back home in Syria, we didn't have Vimto. So when I moved here, it's very popular here. So everyone
drinks it. It's grapes, raspberries, mm-hmm. black currants. And herbs and spices.
It's so nice.
It's delicious.
We got a bottle with our name on it a few years ago. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Cute.
That was a big moment for me.
You made it?
I love Vimto.
Right, Rossi.
I was sending a photo to all my friends back home. I was like, look at this. Vimto's got my name on it. It was brilliant. Okay, well, we need to find out. If you know the answer, by the way, why is it so popular? 0487155444. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay.
It's broken. Don't do it too many times.
Do it lightly.
Oh, dear.
All things entertainment.
Scandal.
It's Pretty Malik's gossip on Virgin Radio.
Don't know why that happened, but anyway, let's get the gossip from Pretty Malik. What is happening in the gossip, Pretty?
Okay, so before we dive into the Oscars, two quick unrelated things. Doja Cat has deactivated her Instagram. She says she doesn't like the way she's being treated on the app. She said, quote, "You guys take care of yourselves. I like coming here to find inspo and see people being creative, but I just feel like this is getting to be too much." So for the current moment, Doja Cat is off Instagram.
Oh.
The Rock has just dropped his own skincare line. It is called Papatui. I hope I'm saying that correctly.
I saw this. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got products for skin, hair, body, and tattoo care. He says, so many times I would say, why are people whispering about skincare? We should be able to have this open conversation as we do about working out, recovery, ice baths, saunas, all that stuff as men. So he has dropped his own skincare line.
How long is it before we see Chris Faye purchasing this one?
I think he's probably gone to Target already and done it.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, because it literally launched as Chris landed. So I'm pretty sure he went to Target, saw it, and bought it.
Definitely.
I have no doubt in my mind. Okay, let's talk about the Oscars. I believe this award show is probably one of the best that we've had in a long time.
Really?
I think they've done a really good job. They've had some really funny moments from it. Jimmy Kimmel is hosting once again, and of course he had to make some Barbie jokes.
Well, here we go. Jimmy Kimmel.
Now Barbie's a feminist icon thanks to Greta Gerwig, who many believe deserved to be nominated for Best Director. I know you're clapping, but you're the ones who didn't vote for her. Don't act like you had nothing to do with this. Look, kids, it's Barbie and Ken. Ryan and Margot, I want you to know that even if neither one of you wins an Oscar tonight, you both already won something much more important, the genetic lottery.
True. Barbie and Oppenheimer are like the two movies that everyone's been talking about all award season long. So they had Emily Blunt and Ryan Gosling present an award together.
Oh,
and
that's
they kind of went head to head.
Hello, Emily.
Wow. Bit of a frosty hello.
Not at all. No, I'm just
happy that we can finally put this Barbenheimer rivalry behind us.
And the way this award season's turned out wasn't that much of a rivalry, so just let it go!
It's true. You guys are doing very well. Congratulations.
Thanks.
But you know, I think I kind of figured out why they call it Barbenheimer and they didn't call it Oppen Barbie.
Why?
Well, I think you guys are at the tail end of that because you were riding Barbie's coattails all summer.
It was very, very funny. Now, Barbie had a bunch of songs that were nominated for Best Song. One of them was Ryan Gosling's I'm Just Ken. And as tradition dictates, all of the nominees for Best Song get up and perform, as did Ryan Gosling.
It doesn't seem to matter what I do.
His voice is actually good.
Yeah.
Always number two. No one knows how hard I try. Oh, I have feelings. I'm just kidding.
Sing it, Ryan.
Anywhere else I'd be a take.
If you want to see the video of Ryan Gosling performing, you can see it on our Instagram at Chris Fade Show.
Yeah.
But
well, he was in the Mickey Mouse Club, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. Yeah, so he was supposed to be in NSYNC, but he never made it that far.
Oh, really?
True story. He was supposed to be in NSYNC. True story. So you can see the video on Chris Fade Show. Ryan Gosling did not win the Oscar. However, Phineas and Billie Eilish did for Barbie for their song What Was I Made For. Now, they have become the youngest two-time winners at the Oscars.
Well deserved.
So good. Here are their acceptance speeches.
I want to thank my best friend Zoe for playing Barbies with me growing up and being by my side forever. I want to thank my dance teachers growing up. I want to thank my choir teachers, Miss Brigham. Thanks for believing in me. Miss T, you didn't like me, but you were good at your job. And thank you to the Academy.
There we go.
Can you imagine that choir teacher now? Man, I should have believed in Billie Eilish.
Well, getting a mention at the Oscars.
It's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
I'm going to keep you up to date with all things Oscars still to come.
Thank you, Pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
We just mentioned that one of the team here at Virgin Radio is going on a trip of a lifetime.
A dream come true for so many people, and we're so happy that Eddie is being able to do this. Hi, Eddie.
Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning. Good morning, and Ramadan Kareem to everybody.
Ramadan Kareem to you as well. When are you going? You going tomorrow?
Yes, sir. I'm flying out tomorrow. Like you said, the trip of a lifetime.
So, Eddie, can you explain what's happening?
So, I'm going to perform Umrah in Mecca, which is like they call it the Lesser Hajj. So, it'll be my first time. Because, you know, it's something, you know, we all grew up like dreaming of doing. And now that it's coming to fruition, I'm just excited that it's happening.
Yeah, I love that. You're gonna how long do you go for then? Is it a few days or?
Yeah, a few days. So I'm going for about 5 days. So I'm gonna be doing the touring of all the historical sites. Obviously going to Mecca, the main mosque, the big mosque, to do Umrah, and then I'll go to Medina. That's where the prophet is buried. So I'll go and see the prophet's grave and see the historical sites.
That's so amazing.
Exciting. Yeah.
I mean, as long as I've known you, Eddie, which is what, 14 years now? 14 years, this has always been a dream for you, as it is for so many different people as well. So we're so happy for you. I think the whole team collectively did a cheer when you told us the news. So we're so excited for you. You go tomorrow. Be safe. And also, obviously, I know you want to be in the moment, but we definitely want to be there with you. So keep us posted on what's happening.
Eddie, do some work and do some blogging and vlogging. I know it's not high on your priority list. You're always doing other work in the radio station. But like for people like me, I want to see.
You want to experience it.
I want to see what it's like. You know, I need to learn about this type of thing. So I'd love to see some videos if you get a chance, you know, in the evening or whatever. Just put some stuff up. Do some reels, man.
Yeah, I will try my best. Obviously, like you said, it's going to be last on my list of priorities. But definitely, I want to take you guys with me as well. And I'll try to do as much as I can. Because as it is right now, I'm feeling kind of excited and anxious at the same time. Because it's mixed feelings. It's mixed feelings. So I don't know what to expect, although, you know, I've been watching a lot about it and trying to learn, what to expect. But I guess when the time comes, it's completely different. when you're on ground, when you're doing something, it's completely different. Like when just when you're reading about it or just watching it on TV or something.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll definitely send you guys pictures and videos, and hopefully, I get what I'm looking for out of this trip.
I hope so as well. You've been wanting to do this for so long. Have a great time. Be safe, and we can't wait to have you back. All right, mate.
Thank you, mate. Love you guys.
See you, mate. So the weather was pretty atrocious over the weekend, although I was a little bit disappointed because I went to bed on, what was it, Friday night, and I was hoping that it was going to be, you know, like raining and stormy throughout the night, but it didn't happen until the morning for us.
Yeah, when I woke up, it was wet, so it definitely started raining in the morning.
Okay, yeah, because we were out and about around about 8 o'clock, and then the rain came in a big way.
And that is that. So they gave us so many warnings.
Oh, many warnings.
Over the, 48 hours leading up to Friday night. Yes. They were like, please stay indoors. Don't do anything. Just stay at home. It's going to be bad. There's going to be flooding. So just stay at home.
Mm.
What does Big Rossi do?
Oh, here we go. What did I do?
You went out.
Yeah, I went out, yeah. Because at that time, the rain was not there.
But they said all of Saturday, stay home. And we gave you a whole lecture of things to do at home, ideas. And then the next morning,
you know what the first thought was when I woke up? Because I obviously had to take my dog Duke for a walk. I saw loads of puddles everywhere. Like there was flooding literally everywhere. And this must have been 7:30. So by 7:30, there was already a lot of water accumulating.
Mm.
And the first thing I did was, let me check what Rossi's up to.
Oh, really?
Because I knew, there's no way you can stay at home. You just can't sit at home. You have a problem. So you just can't sit at home. And I was right. Your poor kids are wearing jackets meant for the UK.
They love it.
And you're running around in the rain. When you were running, I was like, oh gosh, please don't fall, Rossi. Please don't fall. Please don't fall. I was worried for you.
It was so exciting. The kids absolutely loved it. Whenever it rains, they love it.
Oh yeah, of course.
Because they're born here. All three of the kids born here.
In your backyard.
Yes.
Not maybe on the roads.
Or walk around the area.
It wasn't that bad when I went out. That's my excuse. But we want to know what it was like for you this morning, over the weekend. Was it rainy? Was it bad? Did you have any bad situations in your house? Let's go with Kaglar. Is that your name, Kaglar?
Yeah, it's
Charles
Arbat. It's good enough.
Okay.
Enough, I'll take it.
Sorry, mate. Tell us about how your weekend was.
No worries at all. So Saturday morning rained like crazy, but Saturday evening we were able to go to nearest McDonald's and get some ice creams.
Aw, cute!
Did we have any devastation or damages in your house? It says here you live in the Springs, right?
No, we were lucky. So Springs was pretty much okay. But other parts like Media City and other parts I had to go was horrible, really.
Yeah. I was driving down Shakeside Road yesterday and some of the slip roads were completely blocked and closed
for the flooding.
Yeah, the water was intense.
But I have to give it, to the government, because I saw trucks going out to try to avoid the mass flooding, at least in Dubai.
Yeah.
I saw them go out immediately by 9 a.m. I saw trucks going around. Same. So they really, really tried their best to contain it as much as possible.
Yeah. And Waze is good as well. I was using Waze a lot. Thanks for your call. Linda, tell us about how your weekend was, Linda.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
So I woke up at 4 a.m. on that day, and the rain started almost at 6, I think.
Yeah.
There was a few floods here and there in the house from windows and so on, but then the scary part was when the rain got intense. There was a flood from the roof into the main electricity box. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
And, we started hearing this electricity sound with water. Like,
no.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no.
Was everything okay in the end, though?
Yeah, yeah. In the end, everything was okay. It was the switch for all the ACs in the house. We just switched it off, and somebody came and had a look at it.
Okay.
And then we went for a drive around the community, and we saw the biggest rainbow I've seen in my life. So that was so exciting for the kids, and
happy
to see that.
So. I saw that all over social media, actually.
It was
a massive rainbow right over Dubai, right?
It was beautiful.
Well, that's, you got to worry about that. I always, like, when the water goes into the light fittings and stuff, I'm like, how is their house not burning down? But luckily you were okay, Linda. Thanks very much for your call, all right?
Yeah, thank you.
Would we have the rain back again? Would you like it back again?
I love the rain.
You love it?
I love, like, curling up on the couch, watching TV.
With Harry Potter, specifically.
With some chai.
We watched Harry Potter as well. The kids were absolutely terrified by Voldemort's two heads.
Come for the gossip.
My daily dose of Hollywood.
Pretty Malik gossip.
Peace out, home fries.
On Virgin Radio.
She is the best in the country at doing it. She's given us the Oscars, gossip, and much more.
Yes.
Tell us, pretty. Go on.
It is Oppenheimer's world, and we are just living in it. They are truly the winners when it comes to the 2024 Oscars. They won 7 awards on the night, including Best Picture and Best Director. Shall we hear some of the speeches?
Let's go.
Let's hear from Cillian Murphy, who won Best Actor.
I'm a little overwhelmed. Thank you to the Academy, Chris Nolan and Emma Thomas. It's been the wildest, most exhilarating, most creatively satisfying journey you've taken me on over the last 20 years. I owe you more than I can say. All my fellow nominees, I remain in awe of you guys, truly. And I'm a very proud Irishman standing here tonight. So, you know, we made a film about the man who created the atomic bomb. And for better or for worse, we're all living in Oppenheimer's world. So I would really like to dedicate this to the peacemakers everywhere.
Yeah, well done, Cillian Murphy.
Yeah, I love him. And Robert Downey Jr., big moment for him after years and years in Hollywood. He got his first Oscar and dedicated the award to his lawyer.
My entertainment lawyer, Tom Hansen, of 40 years, the half of which he spent trying to get me insured and bailing me out of the hooscow. Thanks, bro. Avery Exton Indio, this one's for you.
I mean,
you gotta love him, haven't you?
I love him. He's had a very, you know, interesting past, and I'm sure his lawyers have been working overtime for a majority of his career, but now I think they can settle and rest and be at ease. One of the big surprises that everyone is talking about is Best Actress. It went to Emma Stone for Poor Things, and she was just as surprised as everyone else. And as she went on stage to accept the award, she had a little bit of a wardrobe malfunction.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Oh, boy. My dress is broken. I think it happened during I'm Just Ken. I'm pretty sure. Oh, boy, this is really overwhelming. Sorry, okay. My voice is also a little gone. Whatever.
You like okay that. There, Emma? She was so surprised. She was genuinely shocked. I've never seen anyone look so genuinely shocked to win an award.
Wow.
She was like, is it me? Is it really me?
I'm just trying to remember which one Emma Stone is. Let me Google while you do the next story.
She was in Spider-Man.
Okay.
Spider-Man, yeah.
Yeah.
You know Emma Stone.
She was in the other one as well with McLovin, or whatever it's called.
What?
What's it called? The McLovin one.
It's so good.
Easy
A?
No, it's like a comedy about some teenagers, and she's in it, and it's great. And it's got Jonah Hill in it as well, and McLovin's in it. I'll fight Superbad.
Okay, let's talk about Kate Middleton. So she surfaced over the weekend. They posted up a photo, and the official, like, photo agencies, like Reuters and AP, have pulled the photo from circulation because they believe it is AI'd, manipulated, that it is not a real photo.
Of Kate Middleton?
Of Kate Middleton. So they posted it on Mother's Day, right? Because it was UK Mother's Day yesterday. Right. And they posted it up. Now, this is concerning because Kate Middleton went in for an abdominal surgery a few months ago, and no one had seen her. Like, no one has seen this woman. We have no idea where she is. There was like a grainy paparazzi photo about a week ago of her in a car, but no one's seen her. And then they posted this photo and everyone's like, looks a bit photoshopped. Not sure if it's her.
So what?
I have no idea.
Kate Middleton's been replaced by a clone
That's one of the rumors.
One of the conspiracy theories.
And finally, Ariana Grande dropped a brand new album over the weekend.
Right.
And this is pretty cool. Now, Ariana Grande's grandmother, her nonna, has become the oldest person to chart on Spotify at the age of 98.
How is this?
Yay.
Because her nonna features in a song. It's the closing song of her album. It's called Ordinary Things.
And when he'd come home and I'd see him and
physical.
He gets off that train, it was like seeing daylight. I mean, I could have packed up and left a million times. You know, it's not that we never fought. You can overcome that. you know, it's very easy. And that's, I told her, never go to bed without kissing goodnight.
Aww.
It's the worst thing to do. Don't ever, ever do that. And if you can't, and if you don't feel comfortable doing it, you're in the wrong place. Get out.
I love that.
Good advice from 98-year-old Nana. There she was responding to the question, how do you know when someone's the one? Yes. How do you know when that person is your person?
Oh.
So she's officially on the Spotify charts.
Is she from New York by any chance?
That's a true Italian-American New Yorker there for you.
Yep. She's going to go and get a cup of coffee.
That's right.
Hit us with your tag, pretty.
Peace out, home friends.
Here's Break Free on Virgin Radio 104.4. Kat and Sam, if you've seen Netflix, you'll know she's in that as well.
Frosty's up to date.
She likes to lick donuts as well. That's another up to date reference
from 10 years ago. Yep. Anything else you want to, what else do you know about Ariana Grande? This is the thing about Rossi. He holds information about random people.
Well,
and it just stays in his head for years and years and years.
I'm like an elephant.
Old information.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, I can remember stuff from years ago. Like, say, you know, you listening called up the show and you were talking about, you were growing grass or something. I'd remember that, and I'd remember you.
Yeah, like,
but
it's
like
so random.
2 minutes ago, I can't remember.
What did we do 2 minutes ago?
The gossip, I know that.
Good job, Rossi. What did I talk
Stories
about?
Stories in the gossip.
Go,
okay.
Let's go. Come
Ariana
on.
Grande's grandma.
Yep.
That's one.
Yep, that was the last story we did.
Robert Downey Jr.
We talked about Robert Downey Jr. Yep, good job.
Emma Stone. Super bad.
Yep. Okay. Anything else? What else did we talk about?
Rossi, come on.
It's from your country.
Oppenheimer
is not from your country. Is it from your country?
Christopher Nolan's yeah. British director.
No, but it's a big scandal in your country right now.
Kate Middleton.
That's right.
Wow. Please don't do this after every gossip, though, because...
My justice is fun for me.
I just basically read the clips off the screen. That's how.
Virgin Radio, UAE traffic, powered by Yas Island.
I'm devastated.
Sorry.
Devastated.
I promise I will listen to all of you gossips from now.
That's such a lie.
Ramadan Kareem, if you are fasting this week, best of luck. And
breaking fast today at 6:29.
You're amazing, guys. You are smashing it. Day one. You can do it. Anyway.
Oh, gosh, Rossi.
Little bit of dramatic music here. Chris is away. He's not going to like this. In fact, I stole the content from him.
This is it.
This is Chris. But we do have a baby announcement on the show.
Yeah.
And you guessed it. It's Pretty Malik. Pretty Malik has a baby in her body.
On. It should be on.
On your body.
On.
And the baby is located in Pretty Malik on her knee. It's located on her knee. It's on her knee. Now, you're probably thinking at this point, what are you going on about? Well, head to the Chris Fade Show Instagram page right now. Chris Fade Show on Instagram.
Is it actually posted?
Yes.
We've done a carousel
Rossi's request.
Yeah, Pretty Malik's knee. It was Chris Fade who pointed it out. Let's give him the recognition this deserves. But Pretty Malik has a little baby on her knee. Go and have a look at the photo. There's a little baby there. You didn't see this, Pretty. Go and look. Oh, it's a little baby's face in your knee.
Are you okay?
It's brilliant.
Can you explain? Okay, let me explain what happened. So over the weekend, I did a transformation.
Yeah.
Not over the weekend. I didn't do it. I did it over 8 weeks. Anyways, I did a photo shoot. I posted some of the photos up on Instagram.
Great transformation, by the way.
Thank you so much.
You look amazing.
So I posted the photos, and the next thing you know, Chris sends a screenshot of what looks like a baby. But I didn't realize the screenshot is of my knee. So apparently the dimples in my knee form a perfect child.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
The little face.
It's looks like an angry little baby with a comb over. That's what it looks like. It's an angry little baby with a comb over.
I wonder if it means anything, like if you see like babies in you. I don't know. Like,
well, I didn't see it. Chris did, so I don't know what it means for him.
Like, I've seen John Lennon in a slice of toast before. But I've, you know, like, does it mean anything?
What?
I don't know. What does it mean, Nala?
To see a baby on
me. Seen in... toast, all right. But yes, it's a perfect little baby.
Now you'll never... first of all, I'll never be able to wear shorts again. Secondly, anytime you think of my knee or see my knee, you will see an angry baby with a comb over.
If you've got a suggestion of nicknames for Pretty, please get
the baby
in.
On the knee. What do we name it? I feel like we need to name it.
We need like a little like... You know, like a rapper's name, like, yo, Baby Knee or something. I don't know, like...
Baby Knee.
Knee Baby.
Knee Baby.
Or what can we call it? Can we call the baby something?
Angry Baby. Angry Knee.
Baby Meme. But go and take a look right now, Chris Fade Show on Instagram. And also you can, you know, give us a suggestion of a nickname for Pretty.
Paul. Paul? Should we just name it Paul? I like it. Paul. My baby knee is called Paul.
Aww. I'm talking about Pretty Malick's baby. She has a baby that's been visible in her knee.
It's an angry baby with a comb over. If you want to see the photo, yes, zoomed in on my knee, go to Chris Page Show.
Poor Pretty was feeling so happy about her transformation pics.
I know.
And then Chris Fade comes along with a zoomed in baby on her knee. But it's brilliant.
It's very visible.
Like, it is.
And as Nala said, we need to name this knee baby.
We do. Tiran is saying it's visible as well, right? You can see the baby in the knee, Tiran.
Absolutely. It's hilarious. It's like, you can't escape it. It's right there. You can't skip it. It's like, what in the world is this? I couldn't stop laughing, you know, when Chris, when Rossi was telling that please go on Chris Fade Show instead and have a look. I was like, what is this? I couldn't see Pretty Sis. I could see the baby straight away.
Exactly. So that's what I mean. So now every single time I post an outfit on Instagram and I happen to be wearing shorts or a dress, I'm going to have to blur my knees out so no one looks at it.
Airbrush your knees. But I just want to know what you've done to upset this baby, Pretty, because he looks so angry.
I don't know. Maybe I was working out too much.
Thanks, Tiran, for your call. Thank you so much. Like, we were looking for a name for the baby then. Pamela's on this morning. Pamela, have you got a name for Pretty Malick's baby and her knee?
Hey, Rossi, how are you?
Good.
Well, actually, I do. This baby is looking so angry.
Yeah.
I have this vision of the baby saying no, no all the time. So let's call it Baby Nini.
Nini.
Baby Nini. I like it. Nini. Yeah, the knee baby. Nini.
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 I like it.
Baby Nini. I would say that's a front runner. Now we need someone. Like, I've been driving around the town lately, and I think Amna has a great suggestion
because
I see this baby everywhere. It's a baby, but it's also a man at the same time. Who are we talking about, Amna? Who do you think we should call Pretty Malick's knee?
Well, it has a comb over, so it has to be Alfred.
Alfred! Oh my gosh, have you seen the billboards insurance market at the moment?
Yeah, yeah.
They are everywhere. And it looks like Alfred.
So Alfred is are we going with Alfred then, guys? Are we naming my knee baby Alfred?
Well, I think it's a good suggestion, but only the WhatsApp line can decide. So thanks for your call, Amna. We'll put that in. So is it going to be Alfred or is it going to be Nini?
I think Alfred.
I think Nini's cuter though. Nini.
It's not a cute. Have you seen it? It's angry. Not cute.
Nini. Alfred or Nini right now, 0487155444. We'll get a winner on Pretty Malick's.
Great.
Name.
Can't wait.
For her baby knee in a little while. Hold on. What time is iftar today?
6:29 will be iftar today. But it is the beginning of the holy month of Ramadan, and that means it's all about giving. And there's a beautiful movement that exists here in the country that was started here called the Giving Family. And today kind of kickstarts how you can be involved in the community as well. And to talk about it more, we've got Fadi on the phone with us right now. Ramadan Kareem.
Ramadan Kareem. How are you guys?
We're great.
Yeah, how are you? How's day one?
Oh, man, day one's already starting beautiful. I already had my, you know, Fajr prayer. And this year, because iftar is a little bit earlier than last year, we'll be starting labor camp distribution around 3:45 every single day for the next 30 days.
Well, this is the thing we wanted to get you on to talk about. You know, this movement, this Giving Family movement that you started not too long ago, as something small amongst friends, has now turned into such a huge movement within the country, which is so beautiful. If no one's, you know, if someone's not heard of the Giving Family, what do you guys do?
So the Giving Family, the way I like to describe it is a community of good people giving back to the community. I started it 8 years ago, and it actually went viral 3 years ago. And we had last year we did over 250,000 meals in the entire month of Ramadan, and we had over 4,000 volunteers. And I tell everyone that comes out, I say, listen, guys, there's no excuse for you saying that you can't meet good friends in Dubai. Because no one's obligated to come here every single day. So if you come here two hours out of your day, it means you have a good intention, and this is the place to meet good people and give back to the community.
That's absolutely beautiful. And it's the Giving Family on Instagram, by the way, and that's where you can find details of where you guys are going to be every single day. You post up the location, right? And you can either go to volunteer to distribute meals, or you can donate meals too, right?
Yeah, exactly. So we tell everyone, don't feel like you have to donate to be able to volunteer. We need as many volunteers as possible. Like, for instance, today we're going to be distributing over 8,000 meals for the first day. And 8,000 meals is a lot of meals. So we need all the volunteers possible. So donating, volunteering, it's all the same for us, you know, so don't feel like you have to donate money to just volunteer. You can just come bring your helping hands and just come volunteer.
Yeah, and it's all approved right by the Dubai government as well, which is great.
Yes, sir. So we have our license through Islamic Affairs and Bit of Khair, which is also through the government. We're also looked after by Dubai police, who will be on site. They bring two of their police cars and about five or six staff. So yes, it's all backed up by Dubai government.
I think it's a great thing, especially like with me, you know, with young kids as well. Yeah. Are kids welcome to help in, you know, in certain places?
Yes, absolutely. So we encourage families to come out. We encourage families to bring their kids. We always like to say, you know, kids over the age of seven, just only for their own protection, because there's so many people. But yeah, kids are definitely welcome to come. And you know, we try to lead by example, especially for the younger generation, and show them what true life is really about. So we do encourage kids to do come out.
Well, it's such a beautiful thing to see. The Giving Family on Instagram, if you want to get into the spirit of Ramadan, if you're new to the country and you're wondering what the holy month is all about, this is a great place to start and to give back to the community. Once again, Fadi, thank you so much for being a part of this and talking about this. I'm sure we're going to speak to you throughout the holy month. Enjoy your first day as well, and we'll speak to you again soon.
Thank you guys so much. Ramadan Kareem to everyone.
Ramadan Kareem to you. And before you go, you were my favorite on Dubai Bling.
Thank you so much, guys. And you guys are my favorite.
Oh,
don't tell Chris,
you.
Okay? Don't tell Chris. Have a great day, mate. Thanks for being on the
show. Thank you, guys. See you. Love you guys.
Bye.
Showbiz. Rumors. Pretty Malik Gossip. On Virgin Radio.
How can I miss the button? I don't know. Pretty Malik, what's going on in the goss?
So it looks like Dakota Johnson and Chris Martin from Coldplay are engaged, except they've been engaged for years, but we just didn't know about it.
Yeah.
So we just didn't know. They've been engaged for years. They've been together since 2017. Apparently, they've been engaged for a minimum of like 5 years. No one really knew about it. They still haven't confirmed it, and they're in no rush to get married.
Just like being engaged?
Just like being engaged.
That's okay.
Madonna had a very embarrassing moment over the weekend. She was performing in LA. She's looking out into the crowd. She points out this one fan and goes, "Hey, you, what are you doing sitting down? Why are you sitting down?" The fan then responds, "I'm in a wheelchair."
Oh, no.
And then she goes, "Oh, sorry, politically incorrect. You do you." And then continued performing.
That's what she said.
She said, "Oh, sorry, it's politically incorrect."
What?
I know.
I think like she might be a little bit too old to be on stage.
No, don't say that.
Well, I don't know. Like, is she saying stuff like that? Or maybe she couldn't
see
or something?
Well, I can understand. Maybe you didn't see the wheelchair and you're like, "Why are you sitting down?" I get that. I think that's a mistake that can be made. I think we can give the benefit of the doubt. When you're on stage, there are lights in front of you.
You can't see anything.
You
right?
know, you can't see. You just see someone sitting down and you think, you know, you don't think that. But then when you find out, maybe you shouldn't say, oh, that was politically incorrect. Instead, just say, oh, I'm so sorry. Hope you're enjoying the show and move on.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, she has
like go down and like
just say,
know.
Hey, like yeah. apologize. Just apologize. Move on. It was an honest mistake.
Madonna.
And let's talk about the Oscars. It was not a mistake for Oppenheimer, man. They just have sweet award season. Walked away with 7 awards last night, including Best Picture and Best Director. Let's hear some of the speeches here. Cillian Murphy won Best Actor.
I'm a little overwhelmed. Thank you to the Academy, Chris Nolan and Emma Thomas. It's been the wildest, most exhilarating, most creatively satisfying journey you've taken me on over the last 20 years. I owe you more than I can say. All my fellow nominees, I remain in awe of you guys, truly. And I'm a very proud Irishman standing here tonight. So, you know, we made a film about the man who created the atomic bomb. And for better or for worse, we're all living in Oppenheimer's world. So I would really like to dedicate this to the peacemakers everywhere.
Robert Downey Jr. won his first ever Oscar for Best Supporting Actor for Oppenheimer. He dedicated it to his lawyer.
My entertainment lawyer, Tom Hansen, of 40 years, the half of which he spent trying to get me insured and bailing me out of the hooscow. Thanks, bro. Avery X in Indio, this one's for you.
Now, one of the big surprises everyone was talking about was the Oscar for Best Actress, which went to Emma Stone for Poor Things, and she had a little bit of a wardrobe malfunction.
Oh, boy. My dress is broken. I think it happened during I'm Just Ken. I'm pretty sure. Oh, boy, this is really overwhelming. Sorry, okay. My voice is also a little gone. Whatever.
I like that. She's always like that when she wins an award.
I know.
I think she won one with Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, like she's so appreciative of the moment. Now, talking
La La
about
Land, yeah.
Ryan Gosling. Yes, Barbie was one of the most talked about movies. Did it win, though? Not really. Billie Eilish and Phineas won for their song, What Was I Made For, which is pretty amazing. They became the youngest 2-time winners at the Oscars.
Is that from the movie Barbie?
That's from Barbie.
Okay. Yeah. I want to thank my best friend Zoe for playing Barbies with me growing up and being by my side forever. I want to thank my dance teachers growing up. I want to thank my choir teachers. Miss Brigham, thanks for believing in me. Miss T, you didn't like me, but you were good at your job. And thank you to the Academy.
I love it.
Now, the other song that was nominated from Barbie in that category was I'm Just Ken by Ryan Gosling. And now there's a petition going on that maybe Ryan Gosling should be the next Super Bowl halftime act because he performed at the Oscars and he killed it. He was so good.
It doesn't seem to matter what I do. Always number 2. How hard I try.
Here's the chorus.
Oh, I have feelings. I'm just kidding. Anywhere else
I'd be a 10.
Is it my destiny to live and die a life?
And that is the Oscars. If you want to catch more of it, it's all on Instagram, Virgin Radio DXB. Yes, John Cena had a moment which we cannot talk about. I'll leave it up to you to Google.
Okay, Google John Cena at the Oscars. Hit us with your tag, pretty.
Peace out, home fries.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.